We're learning more about the victims of this week's mass shootings at a community college in Roseburg, Oregon. Officials say that 9 people were killed by the gunman. Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network reports.
Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon read the list of names.
Lucero Alcarez of Roseburg, 19 years old. Quinn Glenn Cooper of Roseburg, 18 years old. Kim Saltmarsh Deitz of Roseburg, 59 years old.
4 of the people whose names Lucas Hanlon read were teenagers. Roseburg, the oldest was a 67-year-old professor. All Jason, were from Roseburg or Dale surrounding Johnson, towns here in Winston, Southwest Oregon. Hanlon said the families of the victims don't want to speak publicly about their loss, but officials read statements from some of those who lost loved ones. Oregon State Police Sergeant Carrie Boyd read from a statement issued by Quinn Cooper's family.
Quinn was funny, sweet, compassionate, and such a wonderful, loving person. He always stood up for people.
It was Cooper's 4th day as a college student. Oregon's governor and members of the state's congressional delegation visited Roseburg to offer their condolences. It was an especially personal trip for U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley. He learned about the shooting while walking to a meeting on Capitol Hill.
I was told there's been a tragedy in Oregon. There's been a mass shooting in Oregon. And, Senator, it's from your home county, from Douglas County.
Merkley's family moved to Roseburg when he was 2, and he says this shooting took the life of someone in his extended family.
One of the individuals who died is the great-granddaughter of my first cousin, so she is my cousin. And I just tell you, every heart is damaged and broken.
Merkley's relative was 18-year-old Rebecca Ann Carnes. Officials say the shooter also wounded 9 people. One of those is Chris Mintz. The Army veteran has been hailed as a hero. Witnesses say Mintz rushed the shooter in an attempt to disarm him. He was shot 7 times. Jason Gray is the chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Roseburg, where Mintz is hospitalized.
He is currently stable condition, recovering. His spirits are well. He is not in a condition to speak with the media, but did want us to pass along his ask that the media focus not on him, but focus on all of the victims and the survivors out there.
Roseburg leaders say there are more victims than those who were shot. Christine Seals is a physician who helps coordinate mental health services in Douglas County. She says even those with no connection to the shooting may be in for a rough emotional ride.
Most people won't be prepared for the shock that they feel. Some people may feel very angry, anxious, and overwhelmed. Some may close off and not actually feel anything for a period of time.
Grief counselors are available at several locations around the town, and Umpqua Community College says it will have counselors on campus Monday when its administrative offices reopen. Classes there are canceled until October 9. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Roseburg, Oregon.